of Starship Sofa that has the review of the Share series and the first chapter blurb. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how this goes. I haven't got to the point where they talk about the books yet, but it should be fun. It's interesting to me that stuff that came out 5 years ago is finding a new audience every single day. It's one of the truths of the long tail, and one of the reasons why it's so important in terms of marketing, is that once it's available on the internet, it's available for a long time. And regardless of what device you might listen to it on, the fact that the internet probably isn't going to go away, and the MP3 format is, if not universal, at least convertible, this content could be around for a while. So anyway, in other news, Portal, the Portal Reborn project is underway. Some of you may have seen some of it referenced here and there. And it's based on the original Portal series from the 80s. Good morning. That was one of the first games, and which I believe grew into the Portal that is now the very popular book that game that my daughter plays, actually. At any rate, there's a new Kickstarter campaign to upgrade to Reborn. And it could be an interesting project. If you have any interest at all in it, I'll put a link to it, the Kickstarter in the sidebar. And I'll probably write it up on my blog just to get people aware of it. The thing is, if it gets funded, then I'm going to get to write some of the content for it. So it'd be cool if it got funded. What they're looking for is some short pieces. I've been talking to one of the coordinators, and it's pretty upbeat kind of opportunity. That could be a lot of fun. My kids are very impressed. Jeez, it must be Yappy Dog Day. I didn't get the memo. Oh, easy, puppy dog. Come up here. Come up here. There's another one up here you can bark at him. Little schmuck. Hey. So anyway, yesterday was pretty much as I expected it would be. Pretty much a shot down day. However, I did manage to get that story finished. I went home after my walk, and after Joyce straightened me out with her little comment the other day, she's absolutely right. I'm going to stop making excuses for not writing and start writing instead. She's absolutely correct. So I managed to finish the story up. I've had two feedbacks already that were very positive. The story rambles a little bit. I got a cover. I'll be posting the cover. What am I going to do with this oddball mongrel stuff? I hate to start another blog, but I also hate to clutter up Solar Clipper, although I suppose that's where everybody finds me. And it's, today, with any luck at all, today I'll get some recording done. And so I'll have another little task. I caught up with my grading. That was the big thing yesterday, is that I logged on to Blackboard and caught up with grading. And I went ahead and filled out the spreadsheet for this week's grades, and then inadvertently posted them before the subject's been turned in. So that was kind of a pain in the butt. I went through, read a bunch of stuff, It was all pretty much the same. And a couple people who were doing a little bit better, a couple people who were doing a little bit less. It's like, you know, if I step back and squint a little bit, I don't have to squint very much, but if I step back and look at it, that was pretty much what I asked them to do. Now they're all panicking because it was a draft of the paper due this week. And the reason that I wanted them to do the draft of the paper was that I want to give them 3 weeks to produce a presentation using some kind of software that does not include PowerPoint or SlideShare. Morning. So the interesting challenge for these teachers is, how do I get them out of the PowerPoint brain set? Because they're so inured to it, they're so nailed into it, that they're completely unable to consider how else they might tell a story. This is one of the challenges in this class. It's an educational technology class. Stop using PowerPoint. Use some decent technology. Use some different technology. Change up your skill set. Get into Prezi. Get into, I don't know, any of them. There's actually several presentations out there. 50 plus ways to tell a story. And if you Google that, 50 with digits, 50, and a plus sign, ways, you should find it. It's CogDog Blog, Alan Levine's project. And CogDog Blog is his blog name. And he's at CogDog, I think. He came and visited me a little while ago. We worked with his pirate box, where anybody can log in and put stuff up and take stuff away. It's an interesting idea for groupware. An interesting notion. Because they're really cheap to do. In fact, the latest version of the pirate box that I saw basically runs on one of these little routers that you plug into a light socket. It's a little wireless router, and it's got no cords to it. You plug it into the electrical outlet, and it boots up. And then there's room on it for a USB port. And you use that USB port to plug in the PirateBox software and provide the storage space for the content. And then the challenge is having to go through and figure out who's added what and when. It's all anonymous and you don't know. And so that would be interesting to do. I'll talk to the people down at the Blue Mug, see if they'd be interested in Pirate Box. Car stopped there. I was obviously trying to make the left-hand turn in front of me, but I was not paying too much attention. So I stopped to let him go, and he stopped because theoretically and technically I do have the right of way. So I waved him through. So yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing the Starship Sofa episode where I can hear Tony's idea. He's going on holiday soon. I hope we get some more books out for him to read. He says he likes them. That's what he's told me. I don't know. So the next project has to be getting this audio out for Dan Sawyer, because that's the next piece. I also have a contractual agreement to get a short story out for the Sigliverse, for the GFL. So I've got to think on that one. I got to actually get immersed in that one first. So that could be an interesting challenge by itself. Got to talk to him and find out how far behind I am. I don't remember there being any deadlines in the contract, but there might have been. in which case I'm probably late. There's a panel that I'm on with Sigler at Balticon. It would be nice if I had a story written by then. That's a month away. I need to get the background story. I need to get the canon. There's a story Bible somewhere. I need to figure out where that is. I may have to write back to A. Kovacs and find out how far I'm in the hole here. It's going to be a short story jam with at Balticon, where we're going to go in, sit down, and write a short story based on real NASA science. I'm so excited by this. It's going to be such a lot of fun. I hope. It's not going to be a very long story because it's only like it's an hour and a half's worth of time. So there's an intro and then there has to be time for it to get read at the end. So first draft, rock and roll. I have to take my netbook so that I have something to write with. That'll be a great deal of fun. I hope. I was invited to sit on Nobilis' libertarian jam and write a libertarian story. I was like, I'm not really a libertarian. I mean, I suppose I am, but no, not really. I mean, part of it is what constitutes libertarianism. And as it's evinced by some of the libertarians, a high-profile Republican libertarian, not so much. I have a problem with men passing laws about women's bodies. One of the things that bothers me a great deal. So this whole issue of abortion and marriage rights and all the rest of this. You've got a fundamental flaw with me in that most of the people who are passing these laws, most of the people who are engaged in this process are men. And mostly what they're doing is passing laws that have their biggest effect on women. That bothers me. If they were talking about prostate cancer or something, I don't know. The whole thing is very problematic to me. The issue, of course, is that male privilege is blind to male privilege because we don't know anything else. So how do we cope with that? I don't really know. For me, it's try to write science fiction where male privilege doesn't exist. Or if it does exist, it's seen as an aberration. Aberration. So anyway. Neighbor out rustling in the yard. Early morning rummage in the bushes. So today I've got taxi duty today. The good news is I only have to make two trips, one this morning and one this afternoon. And in theory, I should get the house to myself after about 9 o'clock. So by the time I get back, the house should be empty, which means I've got some time to do some work. One of the things that I need to do is get the short story formatted. I got a cover. I like the cover. For the short story, Divine Inspiration. I am going to put it up at 99 cents. I'm going to put it up as a single. If I put it up as a Kindle single, literary fiction, And I don't know, it doesn't really fit in science fiction. It doesn't really fit, although it's very clearly speculative fiction. I should record it and send it to Tony. See if he wants to use it for either Starship Sofa or Tales to Terrify. For that matter, I probably should send it to Escape Pod. That's an interesting idea. I have them occasionally. They're rare, but occasionally. Oh, it's milk day. I have to pick up the milk from the cooler in the front of the house. Almost forgot. It's getting too warm for it to sit outside. When it's 30 degrees out, the cooler keeps the milk from freezing. When it's 40 degrees, the cooler keeps the milk cool. But when it's 80 degrees out, it doesn't do such a good job long term. So I need to get that picked up and taken in. Oh, glad I thought of it. Gosh, what a green, lush morning it is. The sun is being cut a little bit by the high, thin clouds. The light is quite diffuse. I don't have a very sharp shadow this morning. Nothing has a very sharp shadow, but it's casting one. A lot of birds. The odd siren this morning. Busy morning, goodness gracious. What is this, Wednesday? Wednesday, and I don't have to go out once I get home. I don't have to go out tonight. What a bonus. What a bonus. Grackle, boat-tailed grackle. I did do some yard work yesterday too, which was good. Got out, got a little exercise. The lawn guys are coming today to put chemicals on the lawn again. I really should try to mow at least part of the backyard. It was my goal yesterday was to clear enough of it that I could mow. But looking at it, the front yard needs mowing now too. Honest to Pete. Well, it's been a week. What can I do? She mows the back today though, probably. For this front Friday, perhaps. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.